If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. The Lord said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." The Apostle Paul revealed that he suffered a thorn in the flesh. He didn't give any hint of what kind of thorn that was, so there have been endless suggestions over the centuries. It may well have been a physical difficulty. It's often been suggested that he had a speech impediment. This would account for him being described as a poor preacher. It might well have been a mental or spiritual difficulty instead. We just don't know, and it really doesn't matter. What matters is the spiritual lesson that it taught him, namely, that God finds it easier to work in us through our weakness rather than through our strength. A strong person is tempted to think that they can do everything by themselves, that they have no need for God. The person who's weak, on the other hand, knows their limitations. They're eager to find support from others and gladly welcome God's strength. Paul was fiercely criticized for the weakness of his public ministry. As a minister, I wince at the sharpness of their criticisms, and it's clear that they wounded Paul deeply. He had established the church in Corinth, so it was incredibly precious to him, and the barrage of criticisms must have been especially hard to bear. His answer to his critics, however, was that all the problems that he had faced had actually been a blessing, because they taught him to rely completely on God. All of us will face challenging times in the future, even if life is easy and straightforward at the moment. Praise God that in those days of greatest weakness, we will discover more and more of his strength. So let me ask you a question. When have you experienced God's strength in times of weakness? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you that we can look to the future with confidence because you will always fill us with the strength that we need to face every challenge. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work. Not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.